The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This with your host. I am Jody Sweeten.
And I am Celia Behar.
And we are actually qualified as parents to talk about parenting. Mm. I have two girls, Zoe, who's almost, who's 11, and Beatrix, who's almost 9. I almost forgot my kid's age there for a second.
I always do. I don't know what my problem is. I also have two girls. I have Harper, who is 12, almost 13, which is giving me a mild heart attack. And I have Lulu, and she is 7.5. She will be 8 next month.
Oh, wow.
I know. So weird.
I feel like people probably know this about us already.
You would hope.
I mean, if you're jumping in at this point, welcome.
I mean, get a parachute or something. I don't know.
A parachute, a strong cocktail. I don't know.
Cannabis. I'm a big cannabis fan. I say go there. I don't know. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. But, gets you but this parenting thing is not for sissies. And
It's not.
It's not. This week's Never Thought I'd Say This is brought to you by me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a text that I sent to Celia last week, which was in all caps. What, we all have fucking lice? Is that it?
Yeah. He said, hey, so here's the thing. We all have fucking lice. So that's awesome.
Yep.
That's what you wrote me.
Yep. We all got lice.
Yeah.
37 goddamn years on this planet, I've never had lice.
Oh, God.
I fucking had it.
It's my worst nightmare. And now, okay. Wait, I haven't heard the story, first of all.
Yeah, so he hasn't heard the story. She just got my crazy texts in the middle of it while I was having a meltdown.
I should read them. They were really funny because I'm trying to make jokes and I knew that you were like not there. And at one point, finally, I was like, do you need a phone charger? Like, what do you need? And you're like, I don't know. And I just wrote nudes. And you were, and I was like, no, seriously, that? And you just wrote back, I don't know, just kill me.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning of this lovely story. By the way, this is our Never Thought I'd Say This and also my craptastic parenting moment of the week, which you'll find out why as we get into the story. Hmm. Okay, so last week I'm working, mm-hmm. right? Kids are here.
Because summer break, which is so fun and relaxing.
And yes, it's summer break. Today is July 3rd. So we're recording, you know, we record these a little bit early. So it's summer. We're in the summer swing of things. Like, everything's going to be great, right?
It never is, though.
I know. So so last week, I had him here or whatever, and it was Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and Zoe starts going like, my head's itchy.
Oh, God.
And I looked at her hair, and I was like, maybe you just need to, like, wash your hair a little better. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just from, like, sweating and running around at camp and soccer and all
chlorine.
Stuff. Chlorine, right.
Sure.
Because it hadn't been like this had been a complaint that was going on for a long time, although she says it was now. She's like, I was telling you for weeks. I'm like, I don't feel like this was like maybe every once in a while I'll be like, oh, my head's a little itchy. But again, she's got thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of reasons for this, okay? And I am not trying to justify and stop looking at me like that. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, so it was Thursday, and luckily I had to work in the morning. I just had a couple scenes to shoot, and then I was home all day.
Okay.
So I come home, I pick the kids up from camp, everything's fine, we're gonna go, Zoe's gotta go to soccer that night, and we're gonna get dinner, all of a sudden. Like, I had lovely plans for the evening. So I take Zoe to soccer, I pick her up with B, and oh, I know. We had gone to get pizza earlier, and I had told them I was going to take them to Van Leeuwen for ice cream because I found a Van Leeuwen here, which is my favorite uh, in, in New York, but there's one here.
I have no idea.
So take
him
here.
That's here.
We didn't have time for ice cream. Oh shit, mom guilt.
Right.
So I push it off till later in the day. We're gonna go get ice cream. So I pick up Zoe from soccer, and B is just all on the Menchie's train. Like, are we going to Menchie's? Are we going to Menchie's? Are we gonna get ice cream? We're gonna get frozen yogurt, right? I already know what flavor I want. I'm like, just hold on.
Oh god.
Zoe gets in the car and she's like, Mom, my head's really itchy. And at that moment, I just go like, Oh God.
Oh no.
Like, cause I just, now it's been since the morning that she's been complaining about it. And I'm like,
but you weren't itchy?
No, nobody else was itchy.
Okay.
B was not itchy. I was not itchy. I just want to reiterate this. So as everyone knows, this wasn't okay. Just, and you'll find out why.
Okay.
So Zoe's like, I'm itchy. She scratches her head and she's like, oh my God, something flew off.
Ah,
I'm like,
no,
oh
no,
my God.
No.
Oh my God. So I am like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, was it dandruff? She's like, no, something, ew, oh my God. Oh my. So she starts panicking in the car. We're driving down Laurel and we're at a stoplight. And I go, come here, give me your head. And I lean over and I start going through like at the nape of her neck. And I'm like, oh God, I see them.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And then you set the car on fire and ran away.
Yes. No. So first I scream. Uh-huh. And I go, ah! Oh my God! Oh my God! And Zoe starts crying.
Oh.
B from the backseat just goes, are we still going to Menchie's? I turned around and said, shut up about Menchie's right now. We are not going to Menchie's right now. We are going to CVS right now. So I am like, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh God.
Because this happened in like second grade. Zoe had lice. And you know, just so everyone knows, they actually like clean hair more. And so I'm adamant about my kids washing their hair and all that stuff. They actually like clean hair more.
No,
yes. The oily hair makes it harder for them to grab onto. FYI, you're welcome. Just keep that in mind.
Maybe that's why my kids didn't get it.
Dirty little heathens.
Yep.
So anyway, so I'm like, okay, we're now on our way to CVS. Zoe's crying. B's crying. B is crying because she wants fucking frozen yogurt. Zoe's crying because she has an actual problem. I'm crying because I see that this is not going to go well.
No.
So we get to CVS and I'm like, okay, get out of the car. So now we're like outside in the natural light. And I'm like, let me go through it more. So I start going through her hair more and she's got like the little nicks, right?
No.
I'm like, fuck. So at this point now, though, it's 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you texted me.
It's
late.
Not early.
No.
Right? So
I'm heading into the oh shit zone.
I know.
Like, do I have it?
So we're heading into the oh shit zone of like, what are we going to do? It's 8 p.m. I've got to be at work. You guys have to go to camp. Oh. The nanny was out of town. My nanny, Stephanie, who I love, she was gone. Like, another friend of mine was working. You couldn't do, like.
I know, I was leaving for Portland the next day.
Yeah, you were leaving for Portland the next day.
I was like, I want to help, but I don't want lice.
So we get into CVS. Oh. And this is where shit really hits the fan. In a very public way. So we get into CVS, and I'm like, where is it? Where's the rid? So I get to the shampoo aisle, and B's still crying about the fucking Menchie's.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, knock it off. So I grab the rid stuff. And so it's like, is it going to work? I'm like, I don't know. And I'm just thinking like, oh my God, is it at the house? Is it whatever? And so I've got this like armful of rid and I look at B and I'm like, wait, let me check you. Because I'm thinking, God forbid she's got it. I've got to buy double all this shit, right? So like with one hand, I'm kind of picking through and I see the little like white thing.
I can't.
I go, and in the middle of CVS, I scream, drop all the armful of rid everywhere. Okay. And I start freaking out. And now B's crying because she's got a Hamilton performance the next day. She's done this. Now, mind you, my child is obsessed with Hamilton. Okay. And she'd been doing this Hamilton workshop all week.
She had a Hamilton birthday party.
Yes.
Last
she had
year.
A Hamilton birthday party. She has a solo. She is singing Satisfied. She is so excited. She's doing it with my drama teacher from high school. So like it's super important to her. And the performance is the next day.
Oh my God.
So now she's crying because she doesn't get Menchie's. Hamilton might not happen. And she's got lice. Zoe's crying because obviously.
She's got lice.
Right. And now I'm calling the like the magic, you know,
nitpicker
place, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling on the phone and they answer and I start crying.
Sorry.
The middle of CVS aisle 3 with a floor full of rid and two crying children, I start freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. And I get on the phone with this poor lady and I'm like, hi. Oh my God, you've got to help me. My kids have lice. Oh my God, check me, check me. So I have Zoe checking my head
in CVS.
While I'm on the phone, freaking out to this poor woman. I'm like, you have to help me. You don't understand. I'm like, okay, I have to work tomorrow. And my friend's out of town and my nanny's gone. And I'm a single mom and I don't know what I'm going to do with my kids. And I got to go to camp and I have to be at work. And I'm crying. And the woman on the other line is trying not to laugh. She's like, okay. Well, we're actually just a call center. So, let me see if I can get a hold of someone at the office. I'm like, thank you. Okay. Should I wait? She's like, no, I'll call you back. I'm like, great, great. Okay. And that's when you got the text. We all have fucking lice. Great.
Did you have like looky-loos at CVS, like staring at the crazy lady who maybe they even recognize? I was so in my own
crazy bubble, like where you're not even aware.
Right. It doesn't even matter.
Because you're like, everything, I have to burn my house down. That's all I was thinking is like, oh my God, now I have to safe surrender the children and burn the house down.
Yeah.
And that was not how I saw my Thursday going. So
just throw a Molotov cocktail in there and run.
That I was so fucking ready to, let me tell you, because it's now 8 o'clock, 8:15. I'm crying, kids crying in the middle of CVS, and I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do.
Can we talk about the fact that the holidays are coming up and I never have pictures of my children at all, ever?
Yeah. Do you not do the holiday picture thing?
No. Can I just, here's the problem. I think a lot of people don't. I know it's really early to be talking about the holidays, but I think that my issue is like, I'm just constantly taking, you know, closed mouth photos, and my kids are doing that too, because they're like really paranoid about what their teeth look like. And I think I see that a lot with people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know there's like lots of stuff out there now. But I keep hearing about this one company called Candid. Have you heard about them at all?
I have not.
They're clear aligners. And they can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces do, which I had. And God, those were terrible. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. And an experienced orthodontist who is licensed in your state creates a custom treatment plan. And then they show you a 3D preview so you can see how your teeth are going to look after you're done.
That sounds super cool. Right. That's amazing.
They ship your aligners directly to you, so there's no hassle of going to the orthodontist's office. And Candid costs 65% less than braces.
That's great. Yeah, braces are not cheap.
Not at all. And what I really liked when I was reading about it is that with each aligner that's purchased, Candid donates $25 to SmileTrain, who brings safe 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children around the globe.
I love that.
So do I. So if you want to get your photo ready smile all set by the holidays, you go to candidco.com/say this and use the code say this to get $75 off. That's candidco.com/say this for $75 off. I'm going to say it one more time. Yeah. candidco.com/say this code say this.
Perfect. Now I'm like, oh my God, the kids have had sleepovers.
Oh yeah, Lulu was supposed to be here the night before. Uh-huh. Never been happier. I grounded her.
Kids have had sleepovers. So now I have to tell all these parents that like, hey, the lice fairy may have visited upon you. You might want to check.
Did anyone else have it?
Just wait.
Oh God.
So the lovely call center lady calls me back and tries to reassure me. It's okay. Calm down. We found a night technician to come. I'm like, there's a night technician?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I was stoked.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So they meet us at the little place, which is like not too far away. So we get there. We're standing out on the patio of of this place, and the kids are like losing it, and they won't. They're freaking out, and of course, B is like, my iPad's gonna die. Now B is worried about the iPad dying, and I'm like, still not a priority.
And you're
still,
like, yes, and
by
not
the way,
ice cream.
Still asking about Menchie's. Yes. While we're in getting the treatments, Mom, are we gonna go to Menchie's after this? I said, I'm gonna lose my mind if you ask me about it one more time. Please, God, stop. So we go in, and the lady like starts, you know, searching, and she's like, oh yeah, okay. So she's going through B, going through Zoe, going through me, whatever. Here's my craptastic parenting moment.
Okay.
They had it for a while.
How long is a while?
Like 4 to 5 weeks.
What?
No one was itchy.
No how is that possible?
No one was itchy. Okay.
And how this do my kids not have it? How do I not have it?
This is the thing. I don't know. And I had only had it for a week. So I had to. So we're there.
So in school they had it this
yes,
whole time.
Yes. While I was gone, it started with B and then went to Zoe and then came to me. And this must have started when I was gone working.
Well, that's not your fault.
Well, yeah, but someone along the line would have liked to notice. But here's the thing. My kids, you know, like they shower every day. Yeah. They wash their hair every other day. I'm combing their hair. Like this was mortifying.
But it's not about being clean. It's like you just.
It's not about being clean because actually it's actually you have less of a chance getting it if you're dirty.
Oh, God.
But as a parent, okay, but also back to the fun. So we have to go get these treatments, right? And there's one lady doing all three of us, and each treatment takes like 45 minutes,
oh
right?
My God.
So we're at the fucking lice place, all right, until after 11 p.m.
Mm.
After 11 o'clock at night, I'm dealing with getting this shit on my head, okay? And now our hair is like braided and whatever. We're like, okay, great. So all the things are out. We are now lice free.
Are they losing their shit too because they're tired now on top of
it? Oh, yeah. Everyone's tired. Oh, now they're God. Squabbling. I'm losing my shit because I can't, like, you know, I'm getting picked through like a monkey and they're like arguing and the iPad's dying. My phone's going to die.
Yeah.
And I have no, I ask the lady, like, I'm like, I need a phone charger too because I fell apart. The wheels of the parenting bus fell the fuck off that day. Okay. Like just, we were broke down on the side of the road, freaking out. Okay.
Just snorting.
And I couldn't, and I'm on my period. Okay. It was day two of my period. Oh. So I was PMSing and wanted to burn everything down anyway. This was the fact that all of us survived. The house doesn't, like, there's not holes in the walls or like a burn mark from where I started to light a fire. Like the fact that all of this happened and nobody got hurt is amazing. Because I had to call work.
Oh, right.
Right. I have to call work and be like, I had to text our ADs and be like, hey, I got lice. Yeah. So then they have to send out an email to everyone.
No.
Which doesn't say who it was. But like, and you know, I had to text Candace and Andrew and I was like, hey guys, so I got lice, you know, and they're like, oh, fuck. And you know, every parent has been there, but I have never had it. 37 motherfucking years on this planet. I have not had lice. Now I have had lice.
But the treatment is better now, you said.
Oh my God, the treatment is so much. It's like we went for three sessions, 3 days. You have to go every other day. So like all of that was another thing. All my plans for the weekend were like, I had stuff going on. Nanny was gone. The kids were going to sleep doing all the stuff. We had to get treatments. I had to organize like every other day. So it was like Thursday, Saturday, Monday. We had to go in. We had to do all the stuff. Not to mention the fact this shit ain't cheap.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. Like for all the treatments, all the supplies, the sprays, the enzyme sprays, the shampoos, conditioners, mint sprays, all the stuff, it was like close to $1,000.
Oh,
plus the treatments.
I thought it was going to be more and I would have been like, well worth it.
Oh, come. I would spend it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but coming like, out of my savings, fine. Yep. So look, I'm still itchy.
I have done way stupider things with $1,000 than get rid of a fucking lice infestation. So that I was fine with. But like, oh my God. But then I was thinking like, oh my God, what if I didn't have the ability to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and then like you've got to do the at-home treatments, which might not be as effective. And I feel, I mean, I was so grateful in that moment that I could take care of it the way I needed to. But so the kids have had it for like 5-6 weeks.
I can't believe it.
And I was horrified. I was like, oh my God. And luckily the lice lady who, you know, was like treating us was like, don't worry. She said, this happens all the time. She said, your younger one might have had it longer. She said, but the older one had it worse because of her hair's thicker. So like the thicker, wavier, they love.
Oh.
The thinner hair like mine and Bee's, they'll go to, but not, it's not as severe a case, which was why she wasn't itchy.
So why do some people get it, like, though? And then like seriously, how do my kids not have it? They've had sleepovers here. I've been here. I don't get it.
I don't. Well, because they don't jump. Lice don't jump.
Okay.
They only crawl. So they will, that's why you can get them from hats and from combs. Because they crawl onto the brush or on the hat.
Not on, like, the pillow.
Yeah. On the pillow. But if they just, for whatever, they don't like going onto the pillows and stuff because there's nothing there for them to feed off of.
Oh.
And the good thing is within 24 to 48 hours without, by the way, our producer is sitting here itching right now.
Yeah.
Emily is like, itching her neck.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to quit after this. Just as an FYI. Because this shit was already bad and I never want to have kids. But this was like the icing on the
fucking
cake. That's
what she says to us all
the
time is, we're like, what do you think of our podcast? And she's like, I think kids are gross.
Yeah. And we're like, well.
And this is really solidifying that for her.
We're not plan B. We're plan C.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Listen to us and you're just going to like sew up your vagina and be like, forget it.
Well, don't sew it up. Just be cautious. Don't take away all the fun. So the kids, so then, I have to come home and deal with all of the everything in the house.
Oh my God.
Right? So the lady says, okay, she says, you are as lice free and like not contagious as you're going to be right now. So I was like, great. She said, so here's what you want to do is take the spray, this enzyme spray, spray all of the couches that they've been on and strip the beds, wash the sheets, take all the pillows, stuffed animals, all of that, bag it up, do it like.
And once you bag it up, what do you do?
Well, once
throw
you bag
it, out?
It up, no. You bag it up because nothing can live on it. They can't live for 24 to 48 hours without a human host.
Oh.
So if you bag it up and leave it for like more than 48 hours, anything that's on there will be dead and you won't. It doesn't, like, they don't keep going.
Okay.
And they don't lay eggs on like the pillows and stuff like that. It's only in your hair. So I come home. It's now like 11:30. I spray the couch, put a sheet on the couch, thank God, like their little extra blankets and stuff had just been washed. So I cover them up. I'm doing this. I'm running around. I'm like, Zoe, I need your help. Like, I need an extra set of hands to do this. Bee was like, I'm tired.
And oh my God.
Menchies. Right.
She admitted she's tired.
Whoa. Right. Yeah. And she, Bee tired is an angry badger. So she, I put her on the couch. She's going to sleep. And Zoe, I'm like, okay, I need your help. So luckily the housekeeper had come. So the sheets were clean, but I still was like, I'm going to wash them anyway. Cause the kids have been laying on them. Bag up all the stuffed animals in everyone's room, pillows in everyone's room, strip all the beds. In my room and the kids' room, everything's bagged up, everything. Clothes that they were in, I was like, stripped down in the middle of the laundry room and put that shit in the washer right now. Like, everything we were wearing, I'm running around naked, and then I realized I should put some clothes on.
Why?
Because I was like running around naked doing stuff, and the kids walk in the room and they're like, and I was like, what? Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, got it. I was so over it. Like, I didn't care. I was like, as long as I'm naked, nothing can get on
me. You're already going
to
therapy for this anyway. Just toss that in there.
Right. So I'm like, Zoe, can you put stuff out in the office for me? I hand her the keys to the back office. And I'm like, just put these bags out there. Okay, great. Fantastic. It's now midnight. I'm finally finishing up bagging the stuff in my room. I've sprayed all the mattresses. I have sprayed the fuck out of everything, right?
Oh, my God.
A little after midnight, and I'm getting ready to take the last two bags out. I go, Zoe, will you grab this last bag? So I carry them out there. I walk out to our back office, which is like next to our little pool or whatever.
Yeah.
In the backyard. All of the bags were piled up outside of the office door.
Well,
outside.
Oh.
Not in the office. Outside of the office. Ready to fall in the pool.
Why?
That's exactly what the fuck I said. I said, why? Why is this outside? And I couldn't even get mad. I was just like, come on. And she goes, well, you said to put it outside the office. I said, put it outside in the office. In what universe would I ask you to throw bags of our pillows and blankets into the backyard? Why? And hand you the keys
to the
office.
Oh.
Oh my God. Just give me the keys and help me throw this shit in there. So I unlock the door. We throw it all in there. She's like, yeah, sorry about that. I was like, just think. Just think a bit next time. So finally, my leap was over. Oh my God.
I can't. I feel like I would have PTSD. I am terrified that somehow my kids have it and we don't know now, because I thought, well, we're in the clear, because I thought it happened in like 24 hours. But if your kids had it for that long and they didn't, how do I know that they don't have it?
I don't shave their heads. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to text. I mean, they're with their dad. I'm going to text and be like, hey, before they come back to me, I want him to look.
Like it had spread. Like there were several other places that got it. None of Zoe's friends had gotten it. Nobody else
weird.
Got it. Yeah.
I'm totally going to text their dad and just be like, you might want to give them a quick look over.
Oh, yeah. No, I told them, I was like, go buy the RID. Like both dads got checked and like RIDed their themselves.
Well, I have so many comments, but I'm keeping them to myself.
You know what I realized the other day? I'm not good at self-care.
No, you're not.
And I don't think a lot of moms are, because we don't want to spend the money on ourselves. We feel guilty when we spend money on ourselves.
Very true.
So I've found the way that I can do that without feeling guilty about it. FabFitFun.
Yeah.
They are so great because they have these amazing boxes that have all kinds of items and products that you like love, and they're full size and they're for beauty and lifestyle and fitness and home and things that I personally, if I was buying every single one of them separately, would never spend the money on.
Right.
But they make it so that it's unbelievably affordable and I can get all these things and not feel bad about the fact that I'm spending money on myself. Like right now I'm wearing the lotion that they have in there for the fall box that honestly makes me so happy every time I get out of the shower and I put it on.
It smells really good.
It does smell really good, right? So they deliver these seasonal must-haves that you need. Oh my God, they have this. One of them is right now from this past month was the cheese board with this plate.
Ooh.
Oh my God, it's so pretty. I would never have bought that for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, my cheese. I love it.
Nice way to like treat yourself.
Yeah, and but you know, again, like if you don't want to spend the money, because like each one of those things would have been full price.
Right.
But the way that they do these boxes, they're not. So it's just, it's like so worth the money. But you still get the full size item. Exactly.
That's really cool.
The boxes sell out really, really fast. So, you know. Everybody should get one. I'm not kidding. Self-care is so important, and I don't want to make it about material things. It's just, you know, it's taking care of your skin and you're making your house nice. And
yeah, and it's nice to get a little treat in the mail every once in a while.
That makes me so happy. I get so excited knowing that there's another one coming soon. I kind of, you know, can't even deal with it. Maybe that means I need more of a life. I don't know. I don't really care. It's all right. So here's the thing. If you want your FabFitFun box, it is a seasonal subscription with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200.
That's crazy.
You can spend $50 on yourself for full-size products that you would have spent over $200 on in a store. There is no reason to feel guilty about that.
Absolutely.
That's nothing. You would spend that at Starbucks or some other random place.
Totally.
So all you have to do is use coupon code SAYTHIS for $10 off of your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That is coupon code SAYTHIS. And you get $10 off of your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. And that's $10 off something that you're already not spending very much money on to get all kinds of amazing things. So I don't know what's keeping you other than the mom guilt. Please don't let mom guilt win.
No mom guilt. Treat yourself.
No mom guilt. Just treat yourself and get a really, really awesome treat in the mail.
I will tell you that the picture you sent of yourself to me wrapped up in the lice treatment.
Oh, yeah. And we should post that on.
Oh, yeah.
When this episode airs, we should post that.
The sexiest picture that you've ever taken.
I've got a paper towel and a plastic shower cap on my head. And I think I'm like... like pointing a gun at, but like basically like, yeah, just shoot me.
Yeah, you are. And it was one of those pictures that you sent, and I was like, I looked at it and I think I said, this is the sexiest picture you've ever taken.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, how much money could I make off of this, of, you know, TMZ? Like, could I sell it? Because I really, you know.
Well, if we post it on Instagram.
None. Well, obviously.
None.
But
sorry.
I,
sorry, know, to blow up your plan.
Had a moment where I was like, what if I wrote her and said I was going to do that? Would she completely lose her shit completely? Would she drive over
first
here and rub her head on me?
Like, I might do that anyway. I have actually, while you were out of town, I was rubbing my head on your
in
pillow.
Your yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
But no, I first of all, I would know you were kidding.
I would
like
never
that,
do that.
That's not,
of course.
Yeah, not. I wouldn't even.
But,
it
was,
but also at that point, I wouldn't have cared. I would have been like, great, send it.
Yeah,
who cares?
Split it. It'll pay for the lice treatment.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. And it doesn't matter anymore because the world's ending and I have to burn everything.
I'm so sorry, but I think I even wrote to you part way through like the entire trauma. I was like, well, this is going to be a good podcast episode.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was
you.
Like, silver lining.
Yes.
Funny story. And I'd love to, if anyone else out there has some stories like this to make me feel better, please send them in. Please send them, because
yeah,
I really am feeling like a craptastic parent that I braid my kids' hair before they go to bed at night. How did I not notice? When they wash their hair, I comb it through and I braid it for them. Like, you idiot.
But they're, but seriously though, like, if it's just the nits, like before they go, they get to be that. Isn't there like a part where there's like, they're actually kind of see through? I feel like that's the thing.
Well, they're just, it's like little, you know, and in blonde hair, it's really hard to see.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, in Zoe's hair, I was like, just maybe wash your hair a little bit. It looks like, you
dandruff,
know, maybe dandruff,
yeah,
or it looks like little bits of sand. And the thing is all of it came flooding back to me from, you know, when it happened in second grade. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Her hair started looking oily. And I was like, why are you not washing your hair? She was like, I am. And I remember now, like, her hair started looking oily and it had the little thing. And I just was oblivious. So now I'm very aware. Very aware of what they look like. But yeah, if any parents out there have some really shitty stories about like, oh yeah, my kid had lice and I didn't know, or like something was wrong with my kid and I didn't know, please tell me, because I feel like really bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. It's bad. I remember getting it when I was a kid.
And the stigma of lice is really, it's like, I've admitted it now on a podcast.
Yeah.
My boyfriend was like, yeah, I'm not coming to visit, because he lives in New York. He's supposed to come out here in a couple weeks, and he's like a minor germaphobe. So, which is really funny, because he's kind of not that dude, but not playing. And he was like, yeah, I'm not coming.
I'll be staying.
I was like,
hotel.
No, it's totally fine. He was like, Is it though?
I had it when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, I remember. And it was back in the days when my mom... you know, because I have a lot of hair, obviously.
Tell me she shaved your head.
No, but I wish she would have. First of all, let me just say that
my mom actually worked at a school and used to talk about that.
The parents would do
that, and the kids would come in just so horrified.
Yeah,
at this point, I'd be like, sweet.
I'd full on Sinead O'Connor.
I'd be
the crap
like, oh, wigs. I don't have to do my hair.
Yep,
it'd be fantastic.
I honestly would consider it. I think, like, really,
you could pull it off.
I have a really small head. My hair balances out.
I have a peanut
out.
Head,
that's,
too.
Yeah, that's, we've talked about this.
Yeah, but you have the hair to make your head look bigger.
Exactly.
I don't.
So if I took it off, then forget it. I mean, like, it would just, yeah. exactly. Like, it would not be good. I had it when I was younger, I remember, and my mom already used to brush my curly hair.
Ooh.
Right. So.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, it was not good.
It didn't go straight.
Right, It was bad. We talked about this. It was rocking it. And I remember getting it, and with me in my blue glasses and my Isro, and my mom sitting me in my bathtub, like, fully clothed, like, in the bathtub, like, combing out with the knit comb, mm-hmm, and, like.
And that shit hurts, the little metal comb.
My kids both cried. Because it hurt.
I was ready to, you know what? I was almost ready to, like, make them sleep in the bathtub. I thought about it.
You should have, just because. That's like, just because.
I never would have heard the end of it.
You should have just lied and be like, they told us you just weren't there. They wanted me to break it to you later.
Right. You each get your own bathtub.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal.
You don't have to share the bathtub.
Right. You'll be fine.
Right.
Like I would. I'm still itchy.
But yeah, the stick. No, I know. But the stigma of lice, I feel like, is such a, like, it's so. Because there is this thing about it that, like, other parents will be like, ew, you don't keep your child clean. And, like, other kids are like, ew, they're the weird kid. And you're like, no, actually, they're the really super clean kid.
That just had some bad luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you get it in school now, they send out a letter.
Like a foundation for lice shaming. Like, don't. And also scholarships to pay for the fucking lice treatment because, oh my God, it's so expensive. Breaking the stigma and the cost around lice treatments.
Yes, let's start that. I think that's important. Let's, right? You know, fuck the environment. Let's start a fund to help treatment of lice.
Treatment of
Well, at school, they won't say their names. They send out a letter, but you can't say their names because when I was a kid, you knew exactly who got it. And you get tortured. Like, I remember going back in, like, fourth or fifth grade, and they're like, nice, like, you know.
I know. And now, now I feel bad, like, I shouldn't have mentioned the story that the kids had it.
I think it's, everyone has it at some point. And also, it's all over Facebook. I feel like every day I see something on Facebook where someone's like, and lice.
And also, if middle schoolers and elementary schoolers are listening to this podcast,
their parents are worse than we are.
Right. And also, that we've managed to hold the attention of middle schoolers and elementary school kids. We know that's not true. We have them, and they don't listen to us.
There's no way.
There's no way. We're fine.
It's whatever. And also, honestly, like, if we're going to be honest about it, you got to be honest about it. It happens. There's not a parent that it's not going to happen to at some point. I'm amazed.
It hadn't happened to me.
But you had it in second grade. I didn't have it.
Right. Yeah.
So my kids somehow have managed not to knock something but I'm sure they will. And it's not Lulu. Like, Lulu has this, you know, fine straight hair. That'll be really easy. It's going to be me and more than that, Harper, who has double the hair that I do.
Oh, it's.
Just having her comb through it wet in the shower, there are sobs and chunks of hair come out because she's got so much hair.
Yeah.
I would just be like, hey, you know who's super cool is actually Sinead O'Connor. Like, let's bring back that whole style.
Right? Fuck it. Just shave it. Just maybe even just shave the underneath part. Make her, like, you know, have the, like, I don't know.
That's how I spent my college years. I used to put my hair halfway up in a ponytail and then shave the entire back part of it underneath.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute. And then I dye it black and I had a nose ring and I was all dressed up like The Cure.
Oh my God, who were you?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
That's when I was in my band.
Which you brought a CD of for me, by the way, I have to listen to it.
I know,
I'll play it for you later.
It's
going to be fantastic.
It's very angsty's 90s music, that's for sure. It was right around like Alanis Morissette and Lil
Barrett.
So much flannel.
I can feel the flannel happening.
It was a lot of flannel, lots of Doc Martens, but I still wear those and I still
wear
flannel.
You still wear flannel and Doc Martens.
I know.
You just have a full head of hair and minus a nose ring.
Yeah, well, that's because I was a theater major and I remember auditioning for shows like my sophomore year and one of the people, like my professors, pulled me aside and he was like, do you just like not want to get cast in anything like ever? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. We do a lot of Shakespeare, like casting you with the black hair and the shaved back of your head, like isn't actually something that, you know, is period. I don't know if you've thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of got it together a little
bit. You could
do
like the Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah. See, if like only we had been that cool.
But not.
We
yeah, no.
were not that cool as a theater program.
You were that cool.
But. I've never been that cool. Like, and I'm fully aware of it and it's fine. I don't know. I don't think that's as craptastic as it could have been. I mean, the CVS thing's pretty awesome.
Oh, it was, yeah. It was, I mean, to witness the meltdown that happened, like the texts that you received were a small portion.
I bet.
My mom had called me too because kids were going to come spend the night and they were supposed to come up
the next.
They were coming up the next day to see B's Hamilton performance. And to pick Zoe.
She got to do it,
right? She did it, and she did it. She killed her song.
And did you get the poor fucking kid some Menchie's?
No. She was bugging me about it last night, too.
Oh, God.
And she was like, I pick her up from her dad's, and she's like, so can we go to Menchie's tonight? I shit you not. The kid is nothing if not zeroed in on Menchie's.
You have to.
Can't remember to put her underwear on the right way. But God damn it, does she remember Menchie's from last week. So she gets in the car and she's like, I want Menchie's. And I was like, B, what? I haven't had dinner. Like, I hadn't eaten yet all day, and I'd been running around doing stuff. I was like, I'm hungry. Like, I just, please stop with the miniatures.
Yeah.
So anyway, plus I'm like, sugar high. It's already late. No, we're not doing this. So we're on the way home, and she goes, you know, I just feel like, you know, with the lice thing that happened last week, I feel like I'm being punished with the Menchies because you're not giving me the Menchies, and you had promised that, and you have not yet made it up to me, Mom. That I'm not getting that.
You got, she did an airing of grievances.
Yeah.
Tacked on to your craptastic.
Tacked on to my craptastic
moment.
Right. With my never thought I'd say this. That is a trifecta that you will never be. So fuck you. Yeah. That's right. I didn't even think about it. This was an airing of grievance.
Oh my God.
Here we are for our airing of grievance.
Yes. I surrender.
So yeah. In the car, she's like, I feel like I'm being punished by not getting Menchies because, you know, Zoe had lice and we had to start. And I was like, first of all, we all had lice. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think that's punishment enough. It has nothing to do with getting Menchies or not. And then she was like, well, shouldn't we get Menchies because we had lice? And I was like, oh my God.
Ooh, look how she turned it around, though.
No, it was expert. Like, it was expert.
It really was. You see, at that point with my kids, when they keep asking about something, I'm like, you ask me one more time, and I swear to God, we'll never go again.
I told her, I said, how does it usually work out for you when you bug me about something? Like, just how's it go?
Yeah.
Usually.
She's
do
like,
I give in?
Right in there.
And she was like, no. It's like, okay, then quit asking about Menchies, quit bringing it up. We'll get there eventually. We've got all summer. The frozen yogurt is coming. Just stop asking me about the Menchies. Like that, it was, yeah.
At least she's allowed to have Menchies. Back in the day when I had lice, our treat was to go to the goddamn health food store and we were allowed to get a box of black fucking licorice. Okay? That was like the reward when we did something.
I love black licorice.
I fucking hate it, and it's a diuretic. So, yes. So you'd eat an entire box of black licorice, which I didn't even like, but it was like, well, this is my fucking thing. It's it was called Panda.
No, I love that kind. That's okay. The kind that I used to get all the time.
Yes,
it's,
I like the red
so
one.
Good. No, the black one is a blessed.
Oh. Have you not ever noticed that after you eat the entire black one?
My aunt used to bring that to me as a treat.
And then you had diarrhea. It's a diuretic. It will make you shit your pants if you eat the entire box.
Never had that problem, but
I was like, I have lice and now I'm gonna have diarrhea, but this is the only fucking thing that she's
you
gonna get me.
You win.
Like that was, it was that or something called a tiger milk bar.
Oh yes, I love tiger milk bars.
I can
see
have
my aunt used to bring me these treats from the health food store.
That's all my mom let us have.
I got regular treats, but my aunt would bring me health food treats.
Nope.
But yeah, so airing of grievance. Never thought I'd say this.
Yeah.
And craptastic parenting moment.
Rolled into one
fucking horrific 5-day period. So I win whatever prize that is.
Yeah, you do.
Which is, I guess, just more parenting.
And your picture on the internet of
my
you
picture on
in
a box of
the
ribs.
Lice. Your lice wrap. Yes.
But yeah.
Can we pair up with them, Emily? Can we do an ad on our show? And we could hold like some sort of contest of like the worst pictures of people wrapped up in shit for a RID, because that would be amazing. Yep.
Just if someone will send us a picture of them in front of their house burning down.
Yeah, holding
like,
RID.
We win!
Holding RID.
Yep.
Like with a big smile on their face. Like, look, yay! Yep. Amazing.
No more lights in our house.
All done. Just strike the match, toss it over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. I'm honest to God terrified. It's taking everything I have while we're sitting here not to text their dad and be like, hey, can you just look real fast? Because I get them back tomorrow and I don't want them back.
Well, now that I'm back to my school night routine and all of my barbecues are over, I gotta, you know, make lunches and dinners and stuff to feed my kids. I don't feel like looking for recipes.
No. Who wants to do that?
I don't know. I don't like going to the grocery store either. It's too overwhelming. Meal prep is just, it takes too much time. So, you know, my new best friend, Daily Harvest.
Really?
Totally. Makes it so much easier. Just get in the back of the habit. Get back in the habit. I'm not a nun, you know. that was, I think, a Whoopi Goldberg movie. Anyhow, you can get back into the habit of eating more fruits and vegetables, and they're all thoughtfully sourced and chef-crafted, and they can be prepared in, get this, less than 5 minutes.
Oh, even better.
Oh, I mean, my kids are taking a shower, and by the time they're done, dinner is ready. You can fill your box up with more than 65 different options, like ready-to-blend smoothies, hearty soups, and savory harvest bowls. Just the other day, I had their miso soup. It was delicious.
Ooh, I love miso soup.
So do I, and I'm picky about it.
Yeah.
Like, really, I don't like it to be too salty. It was perfect. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. And each Daily Harvest cup takes one step to prepare, with room for customization. So you can add your favorite milk to a smoothie and blend, or you can, you know, heat up a harvest bowl and then top it with an avocado or a fried egg or anything like that.
Avocados and eggs. Oh, I'm hungry.
I know, right? So am I. We should get some Daily Harvest right now. It's the quickest and most convenient way to eat a delicious and nutritious meal or a snack whenever you're at your desk or on the go or studying, you know, or a mom of two who is really just lazy and doesn't want to do more than 5 minutes of work.
But still wants something healthy and good to eat.
Exactly. If you would like to try Daily Harvest, you just have to go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SAYTHIS to get $25 off of your first box. That is promo code SAYTHIS for $25 off of your first box at dailyharvest.com. That is dailyharvest.com. Go get $25 off of the first box and, you know, make dinner in 5 minutes and save yourself some sanity.
Exactly. $5 is definitely, that's... $5. 5 minutes. See? I'm not even sane.
No, yeah, that's because you need Daily Harvest.
I'm tired. I'm amazed. We spent 37 minutes talking about me and my fucking lice.
I could talk about it for longer, which is scary.
I could too. Oh, so
I have a really horrible question about it too. Can I ask it?
You can ask it. I don't know if I'm going to answer it. What's what? Why do you look like that?
Because,
this is not going to be good.
Does it go into the other hair in your body? Is it like crabs?
Lice is the same thing as crabs, basically. It's similar, I think. Because it said on the thing, like, that it's used to,
So, like, your pubes are at risk for lice.
No, they're
not. That's what I'm asking.
No, they're not.
I'm asking if they are. They're at risk for crabs. Can lice go
there?
You're
at risk for crabs.
So, you know what? I'm not.
Pretty sure that's not a thing.
That's not a thing right now. There have been times in my life that'd be true. Now it's not one of them.
24 to 48 hours, no human hosts.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Tinder's not my friend, Jody. We're not in this snow.
Can you put that in your profile?
Not at risk for crabs.
Right.
P.S. Yeah. No, that's not a thing.
But yeah, I think they're similar little creatures.
Because that's all I can think about is that.
Is my pubes?
Yes, I think about that all the time. What is that wrong? Is that bad? I mean, listen. So Jody and I are honestly like very close. We don't look at each other's pubes, but we're very very close.
So glad you prefaced that. I just wanted
to make it clear.
We're really close. I mean, not pube looking close, but really close.
Not yet, anyway. We haven't crossed that line.
You posed naked in front of my Christmas tree. Fuck you. We're there.
To be fair, I didn't have any pubes on that post because I don't.
But you
keep
did
them.
Have a bow. Anyway.
I had a bow. I do have. I have. I will tell you. I've had
crabs.
But I've had your underwear on before. So there's that.
When?
Because I was wearing
you
something.
You borrowed a clean pair. It's I'm not like I took them off of me and was like, "Here, take my underwear." Come on, you've got it. Let's. Tell the story accurately, lest people think we are my really disgusting and lice-ridden underwear-sharing kinds of people, okay?
My point was that, listen, they were clean, but so were your sheets, and they had lice. I just wanted to be clear.
No, but my sheets, therefore, are not clean if they have lice, but they did not have lice.
All right, as long as I know that any underpants I have borrowed from you in your house
you
not
can,
have lice.
You can say with certainty that you can sleep in my sheets and wear my underwear without contracting anything. Celia,
if I wrote that up as a prize package to put on eBay, we would make $1 million. Sleep in Jody Sweet's sheets and her underpants. Bidding
well,
starts.
You're the winner, buddy. So,
yay!
I'm a Girl Scout. Woo! I wonder if you could get rid of crabs using a crotch fire.
Oh, that's what it was. Maybe that's what she
that's
she's
what it
psychic.
Is. Yep.
Later on, she's just looking into her college years and knowing that
I'm
she's going to be
Scout.
That
power.
I can start a fire with my
I can start a crotch fire.
I will tell you that one of the like funniest and worst stories, it's funny because it didn't happen to me and I won't say who it happened to, in college when, because I, like I said, theater major, they did a production of Hair. I was not in. But they would have, you got to either wear a dance belt if you didn't want to be totally naked.
Right.
Or not wear the dance belt. So people that wore the dance belt, like after the show is over, there was a basket.
The dance belt? What do you mean?
Yeah,
like, like the.
It's like a sheer, you know, like a nude colored sort of thong that you can wear so that when they have the naked skin and hair, you're not really naked, right? So, and it's called a dance belt. And so when they would take the dance belts off, they would throw them into like the dance belt bin. That's what it was. And then they'd get laundered and life whatnot, right? Or they were supposed to get laundered. So the year that they did Hair, which I believe was my sophomore year of college.
Crab outbreak.
Oh, yeah. No. By the way, the fact that I missed it is amazing because the person it started with, I had totally been with before it started. And every other girl I know fucking got it except me. Like everybody.
Maybe the lice don't like you.
I'm telling you, it's because I'm Jewish and I'm all about it. All the anti-Semitic bugs, like, stay that way. Fine. Great. Fantastic. So one of my friends didn't know that she had it and was in modern dance class. Like, we had to dance and she was next to me. And all of a sudden she was like, what the fuck? Something fell out of her hair onto her eyelash.
Yeah.
And she's like, what is that? What is that? What is that? And pulls it off, little crab on her.
Yep.
And ran out of class, like screaming.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it.
That was what happened in my car.
I can't.
We're all lucky that I didn't just leap out of the moving vehicle and leave it to just drift off onto the side of the road.
Kids in the
just
car.
Get, right. Yeah. Yeah. Just hold on. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Right.
Yeah. So anyway,
you survived.
I survived.
Ooh, that's like that show, I Survived. See, you have your own I Survived.
Naked and Afraid.
And you were at one
point. I was naked.
You were naked. Your kids were afraid.
Yeah.
That was the opposite. Yep.
It's pretty much how it works. Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
That was a fun journey into
hell.
Yeah. Thanks for going along with us, though, dear listener. Oh, speaking of dear listener, so my mom is now subscribed to the podcast.
I know, I'm terrified.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Janice.
But she did listen to the preview and said that it was absolutely 100% typical Jody and Celia, and she was excited and a little scared.
She posted on Facebook. She's like, okay, now I'm scared. Like, it was because Shannon said something.
Well, I had posted and I said that my mom was going to do an episode, and all she posted back on Facebook was just an eye roll emoji. And I was like, is that a good eye roll or a bad eye roll?
A good one. Listen, anyone who's listening right now, Jody's mom has to come on because we have to tell you about when her mom went on Tinder.
Thanksgiving.
Yep, on Thanksgiving. Not as herself, as both me and our friend Emma. She went on our Tinder accounts.
Well, don't tell the story now.
I'm just saying that. So you want to hear it, and we have to get her on because only Janice can explain what she saw the way that she saw it.
Well, shall we throw out our Instagram handles and Facebook and social media places, our email where you can contact us, and please email your horrific stories of critter invasions in your home so as to make me feel like a better human.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm going to read these with a caveat on one of them.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to the, we have to get to the.
Yeah.
The
with my, Twitter with gate. My. Just fucking Twitter. With Twittergate. Well, first of all, Instagram. Never thought I'd say this. It's at never thought I'd say this. Facebook is the same at never thought I'd say this. Twitter is.
Okay. First
what
of
the
all.
Fuck?
First of all, don't contact us on Twitter right now.
Yeah, don't.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Don't contact us on Twitter right now.
I'm going to boycott Twitter.
We are.
I hate it. I hate Twitter.
We are.
Sorry, Twitter.
Trying to resolve an issue with the name and who has the name and who has an old name. It's confusing. Don't contact us on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
You can find us, though.
Yes.
You just might have to search a little bit and it might not be under the name.
If you wanted to find us on Twitter for the moment, and hopefully it will go back to where it was supposed to be, it would be at I never thought I'd Because I still can't get the same like full title, which I don't fucking understand.
Now we have to add an I in front of it.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd
so do this. I don't know. So okay. The never thought I'd is not working. And if you're following a 14-year-old boy because you think that's us, it's not. Just so you know, I don't know if he looks like us or not. It doesn't. He didn't look like that to me.
I so, never thought I'd say this.
Yeah.
Before.
If that's how you want to find us for now.
What's our email?
Our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Yep. All right, listeners. Contact us.
Hashtag lice.
Hashtag lice. Hashtag
lice life.
Oh, lice life.
Hashtag lice life. That'd be awesome.
Don't. Lice life.
Lice life. I can't talk. Dude, I look like a fetus right now. I haven't showered in 2 days. Like, I it's can't. Right. I'm done. Wait, lice won't like me. Woo!
Wait, no. They.
No,
wait,
you said
yes,
not
you're right. They
showering.
Won't like you. Yeah.
I'm never showering again, then.
Okay. Just... Oh, great. That's going to be fun. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Celia and I Being Idiots, also known as Never Thought I'd Say This. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids, unless they have lice.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.